In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The kingdom and the union that God promises through the prophet Ezekiel is accomplished now in the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, and in the washing of rebirth and renewal that he gives in holy baptism. Because it is in holy baptism that we who are many, that we who are divided and separated and cast about from many and various places are put to death with sin. We die with sin. We die to sin, but are raised up in Christ Jesus to new and everlasting life. For we are indeed united with him in the likeness of his death, so also are we united with him in the likeness of his resurrection. Thus is fulfilled the prophecy of Ezekiel that the two sticks of the house of Israel are joined together and in one, made one by the Lord, made one under his king, David, his righteous servant, whom he has found and anointed with his holy oil, our Lord Jesus Christ, Son of David, yet David's Lord. In holy baptism, a new kingdom, a new people is forged. Jews and Gentiles, those who heard the word of promise, those who did not, those to whom the word of the Lord has come, those burdened by their sins, and those who have received the comfort already of the gospel. They are united, made one in the death and resurrection of Jesus. Blood is thicker than water, we often say. But the water of holy baptism, which comes with the blood of Jesus, is far thicker than the blood of ancestry. We are indeed children and heirs of Abraham according to the promise, because Christ has borne our sins in his body, because Christ has paid our penalty upon the cross, because hung from the tree, he who knew no sin became sin for us, bearing the full punishment for it, bearing in his body the full fires of the Father's wrath and the torments and accusations of hell and of the law. For indeed the wages of sin is death. This is what we deserve from the days of our first disobedience in Adam our father. But now in Christ, we are raised up to new and everlasting life. The wages of sin is death. The free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Because he died to sin in our place. He died bearing sins which were ours and not his. This is why death and the grave have no hold and no claim upon him. This is why he bursts its iron fetters as though it were mere linen cloths. Because he is the Son of God. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, and death has no claim upon him who has no sin. What then for us? Death is dead. The grave is defeated. By our baptism into Christ, the grave is transformed for us in Christ Jesus to be not the gaping mouth of death seeking to devour one more man of dust, but it is for us a blessed bed, that when our hour should come, we may lay our head in peace and safety until the great and glorious day of our Lord's reappearing, when he shall gather us to himself, when he shall awaken us from this slumber. And all dreams will come to an end. For those things of which we dreamt, those things for which we hoped, will be fulfilled in our body and in our soul. The resurrection of the dead on the last day. Life everlasting in Christ. We shall rise as Jesus himself is risen. This is the promise and guarantee of holy baptism. Look how St. Paul describes it. It's a joint being joined to Christ in his death and in his burial. And so therefore it is also a joining to his resurrection. And Jesus is risen from the dead bodily and physically. It is not a spiritual resurrection that we await. This body of ours in which we live is not just simply a husk or a shell that can and will be discarded at death because that's not the real us. No, this is who God has knit us together to be. This is who God has made us to be in our mother's womb. With our eyes, ears, all our members, and all our senses, of which he still takes care. And in that same body, with all its members, with all its reason and senses, he shall raise us up from the dead, even as he himself is risen from the dead. Our beds will be left behind, empty, useless, like unto Jesus' grave. For our bodies shall be glorified and perfected. And in all trace of sickness, weakness, disease, brokenness, fear, trepidation, whatever the cross is you bear in this life, it will be removed. As your body will be made to be far better than it was in Eden before the fall. Because your body in the resurrection shall be made like unto Jesus' body. Glorified and perfected. Yes, he still bears in his hands, feet, and side the tokens of his glorious combat. And thanks be to God that he does, for those scars are for us trophies. Those scars are for us comfort. Those are the source of our peace with God. As he declares unto his holy apostles on Easter night, "Peace be with you." As he shows them his hands and his feet, "Here is peace with God. In the pierced flesh of Jesus Christ, in his shed blood poured out for the forgiveness of your sins and reconciliation with the Father. It is through those wounds that you have safe and sure access to his Father, now in baptism become your Father." Which Ezekiel prophesied and for which the people hoped has come to pass among you and for you even now. We saw just 3 short days ago. Yet another child rent asunder from this unbelieving, hateful, dying world, joined to Christ's death and burial, and raised up again to new and everlasting life in Jesus the Crucified, with the guarantee and the expectation that when the day and the hour comes, his own flesh shall be glorified and perfected like unto Jesus's. If not in bodily resurrection from the grave, and in the glorious twinkling of an eye when Jesus shall make his appearance. This is the promise and the guarantee he has made to each and to every one of you baptized into his name. Our sins, which so often, more often than not, seem to weigh down our shoulders like a great and giant millstone, have indeed been lifted from us. Placed upon him. By our baptism into Christ, we have died with him to sin. We have been raised up to new and everlasting life before God in heaven. And the day is coming when we, named with the triune name of God, will feast upon that same precious body and holy blood offered up for our sake, shall be raised up glorious and incorruptible, following Jesus our head in the way that he has gone, in the way he has gone, to where he has gone. That is to say, we will follow him through death and the grave into new and everlasting life in our own bodies, and to be joined with him in his kingdom where ages never end. As the rightful son and heir of David reigns over his people, gathered from every tribe, language, and nation of the earth, but made one in his name, made one by his blood, ever singing and chanting his praises with the angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven. The wages of sin is death. But your death has been buried and left in the grave with Christ, that you may receive the free gift of eternal life, which God bestows by the death and resurrection of his Son, Jesus Christ, into whom you have been baptized and by whom you have been claimed. In Jesus' name, amen.